Didn't Ray Charles himself have to recon-
walks in with that smile and that sway, and you just go, wow, man, it almost, you know, makes you tear up a little bit. Here's the man, and he grabs me and says, oh, you got strong fingers. Let's play the blues. I said, what? And we got on one piano. He got on one piano. I got on the other. He said, Jamie, if you could do the blues, you could do anything. And so we started singing back and forth with the blues, and then he moved into Thelonious Monk. And for anybody that knows, that's like treacherous waters. And I was like, oh, whoa, 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 where are you going? And I hit a wrong note. And he said, now, why the hell would you do that? And I said, I don't know. Why would you hit it? Why would you hit it? It's right underneath your fingers, man. And so I use that now. In life, I use it for the film. I said, life is notes underneath our fingers. We just got to figure out which notes to play to make our music.
One of the most astonishing things about his portrait of Ray Charles is his mastering this difficult, much more difficult than it looks, aspect, the blindness. Yeah. Were those prosthetics on your eyes?
Prosthetics, yeah.
Just glued over your eyes?
Glued over my eyes. Here was the thing that I wasn't ready for. Okay, you got to keep them on, Fox, for 14 hours a day.
And you can't see.
And I couldn't see. And it was hyperventilating. It was, you know, I couldn't. I want to rip them off. But Taylor was like, you got to. And I would literally get up and try to get away. He said, you got to stay in it.